Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
That was really tuneful, Rob.
That was great.
That was lovely.
I used to do that to my daughter Lauren every year, and by the time she got about 20, it was like, yeah, it's really funny now. And can you stop buying me Tottenham shirts? Because I don't really like them. Right, anyway, was well into doing some research about sharks the other day and how they use Earth's magnetic fields to schlep about the oceans and all that, right?
To schlep about, nice.
And then I realised I absolutely know nothing about Earth's magnetic fields.
Oh, I love that as a good tangent there, from schlepping sharks into magnetic fields.
Right, so I dived head first into it. I've never seen so many wheelbarrow words in my life.
Okay, what's a wheelbarrow word?
Words that are that long.
Oh, okay.
You need a wheelbarrow to walk around with them. It looked to me like a bar full of alphabeti spaghetti. I just could make no sense of it. So, I'm going to be talking about milk.
Okay, how did we get from magnetic fields to milk? Zoe's struggling to keep up, as am I.
Because it's me.
All right.
Fair enough.
Well, no, I don't know if you know this, but I read this amazing article. Did you know camel milk is the most nutritious milk going?
No, I did not.
It contains 3 times more vitamin C. It's got 10 times higher in iron, low fat quality, high in protein, vitamin B, and better antibacterial property than cow's milk.
Blimey.
Plus, it is known for its therapeutic properties against diabetes. It also reduces the dose of insulin needed to induce glycemic control and improve fasting blood glucose.
So is it good? So it's good for diabetes?
It's fantastic. It's good for anything. I think Cleopatra used to have baths in it.
That sounds about right.
Maybe it's just Hollywood.
Camel
I don't know.
Camel milk?
Camel milk.
Yeah. Yes.
It's also lactose free.
Oh, okay.
And can be consumed either raw or in a fermented form. Auckland Zoo. I think you're missing a bit of a beat here. Do you know what I mean?
I think the crucial question is, does it actually taste nice, though?
Well, they've been drinking it for ages.
Yeah, so probably, yes.
You know, there's a lot of really nice fermented camel milk drinks out there. I was thinking of starting a fermented camel drink bar.
You said that so confidently that I almost believed you'd actually drunk one.
I just can't help myself. I lie all the time there, and it's thanks to this shit. Right. Which actually led me to think, what other milk do people drink around the world apart from cow's milk?
Okay. Mm.
So I've got some here.
Got your list, clear.
Goat throat. Milk. I mean, I've never tried it. Have you tried any milk?
No, I've had goat cheese.
Okay, well,
really?
Hated it.
Oh, I like goat's cheese.
It's very similar to cow milk in its composition, but goat's milk is lower in fat and rich in protein and calcium. It has anti-inflammatory properties, but is high lactose.
Okay, so not good for your lactose intolerance.
No, that's really, really good for cheese making as well. Sheep milk.
Hmm. Again, not tried it, but I have tried a sheep's cheese.
I think I have had sheep's milk, but I can't remember when.
It is like goat's cheese, but sort of a little bit chiller. Like, it's not quite as Hundy's. Yeah.
Okay, it's a rich source of protein, calcium, and contains zinc and vitamin D.
Okay.
And it said it's very good for cheese and yogurt.
Nice.
But it's higher in lactose than cow's milk.
Okay.
Hmm.
Right, donkey, this is when it starts to get a bit bonkers now.
Donkey's milk.
Donkey milk. Donkey and horse milk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Never heard of that before.
No. It's not sounding hugely appealing. Also, sorry to any vegans listening.
Yeah.
Not the one for you. Maybe we'll talk about oats in a minute.
The composition is similar to human milk. It's very low in fat and high in lactose. Yak milk.
Yak milk.
Beats cow milk and goat milk in nutrition and is pinkish in colour and is an acquired taste. Someone said it was shit, but
An acquired taste.
And this is the one that did this. You can buy all this stuff, right? This is the one that done my
Where
head
Where would
in.
You go buy yak milk?
There's
Do we
a dairy,
have yaks?
No, there's a dairy in Papakura that's got
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
No, of course there
oh,
isn't.
I don't know.
Well, you got a yak land, didn't you? Wherever they got yaks.
They
make real good cheese and butter out of that, apparently. This is the one down my head in giraffe milk.
How do you milk a giraffe? Hang on.
Stepladder, isn't it?
I was going to say, how do you milk a giraffe, but it's actually their head that's really high.
Yeah.
The rest of the giraffe's not that tall, comparatively.
It contains vitamin A and B12 and has a sweet taste.
Hmm.
So I don't know where you buy chips. See, this is zoo. I think about that.
I think probably all of it. If it's what you've drunk, then if it's what you're used to, it's what you're used to.
Yeah.
I'm still not entirely sold on the concept of yak milk. If it's a bit pink, that would probably put me off, but...
Mm. Isn't it they tried to do it with margarine once? They made them different colours because margarine is like a horrible colour. So
yeah.
They make it that yellow one, and someone's doing like red and blue and all that.
Someone said deer milk is pretty good and makes really good ice cream. That's interesting to know.
Right. Make it expensive if it's there or...
And Grizzy says yak milk is supposed to be vile, so
yeah.
Maybe not the best there.
No.
But hot takes on the milk. I mean, I'm a good oat milk person in a flat white. Truly
How
living up
Auckland
to my millennial
Auckland
vibes.
To be honest with you, I've gone more the nut route myself, really. I like the old almond milk and all that.
Mm.
Soy.
But I was actually reading about hemp milk. Apparently, that's really good for you as well.
I've heard hemp milk's
good as
well.
No, I've never tried it.
I don't like the flavour very much, but it's good for the environment.
Yeah.
That's why I like oat milk. It's quite good for the environment, yeah. Comparatively.
So
apparently,
there you go.
Soy milk takes a lot of water to make.
As does almond. Here
anyway.
We go. Riveting stuff.
So there you go. I started off with sharks and then ended up with giraffe milk.
Excellent.
What a crazy world we live in. No poem this week because I'm writing one at the moment about the bee.
Yes, if people remember, I scootled lonely as a bee.
It's a great phrase that's
so
been
I'm
stuck
using
in
that,
my head.
But I've actually gone to some other supposed classic poetry and I've stolen bits off of it. And I'm going to muck around with them.
All good
that
art is just
so
nicking
good.
Things
yeah,
from other people.
So that's it.
Thank you very much, Rob Bollocks.
No, thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Brought to you by milk.
By milk.